you are aware of the truth of you being Brahman, I am Atma Brahma, this Atma alone is Brahma, then this knowledge, this awareness, as though brings about the yoga. I am already that, but yoga is from the point of view of my awareness. So I don't really become one with Brahman. In fact, many a time Shankaracharya, he negates yoga. He says, don't take the word yoga too far. Because the very word yoga implies duality. That you are somewhere else and God is somewhere else and then you have got to become one. That which is different alone can be an object of meeting, being one. Yoga means to become one, to merge. Now what are you going to merge when you are already that? So the very word yoga has its own problems. So there is a scripture which I was telling other day, Brahma Sutra, one of the three prasthana. In that, you know, beautiful discussion is there. Well, sir, do you accept, you know, the yoga principles? He says, no, my dear. The teachers of Brahma Gyan, they will never accept yoga. Because yoga is based on duality. You are away and God is away and then you try to become one with Him. Says this is wrong. This is not correct. First you presume duality and then you start the effort of non-duality. Says, why do you need to do that? Why can't you realize that you are one with it? That is it. So yoga is basically from the point of view of my awareness and not reality. I am already one. I have just got to be aware of that. So I can, whenever I use the word yoga, I need to clarify this fact that I am only talking from the point of view of your awareness. You have to become conscious of that. You have to be aware that no yoga is required. You are already yukta. So awareness of my being already that, this is the real essence of yoga. So it is not a physical merger. That very thought is based on duality. And therefore incorrect. Therefore I don't accept yoga for all the time. I'll accept yoga when it comes to exercises, asana, pranayama, it's fine, no problem. I'll accept yoga when it comes to yama, niyam, pratyahara also, dharana, dhyana, good practice, no problem. Because it's just preparing my panchakoshas nicely. But if somebody says that yoga, by yoga you become one with God, I said, forget it. I am not interested in that. It is baseless, it is wrong. And the moment you have such duality, you are back to that original moha. The original moha that I am a jiva and the happiness lies yonder. The same problem with yogis. I am a jiva and I want to become one with God. Thinking and concentrating and reveling and loving, do whatever you want. But the very fact you are away and he is away, that is the cause of all problems. This dvaita is the cause of samsara.